in black. Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, what was dead.
Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 54. We got a lot of people in this one. Let's just go left
and
to
only
right.
A few of them were actually invited. So.
Yes, yes.
We can't really say go away. So, welcome to the podcast, Sniper Goo.
What's up?
Puddles.
Yo.
Whitey.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jose and Alex. I don't like doing this one by one.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Jose and Alex.
Well, it was the back half of the list, and
yeah,
those
are
the ones that weren't invited.
We're not invited.
No, you hear this, Jose? Yeah. We're the back.
You guys are the caboose.
Ah, calls you all big asses.
He said it.
Exactly what I said. So, Men in Black 3 comes out tonight, so that's the reason why we chose the intro, right?
Oh, it's tonight. Oh my god, it's tonight?
Guess not.
Oh, I gotta go get tickets. When am I gonna go? Monday. No, Monday will be so busy. I'm gonna have to wait like 2 months.
Oh, Monday,
you know, busy.
Always when you go to the theater, they have that like, oh, do it online at this website. And then you go there and it's just like, yay.
You do it Fandango.
You go through Fandango or buy the tickets at the store or at the fucking
just show up.
Like just show up
half
an hour movie starts. Get your ticket, get your popcorn, get your candy, get your drink, be in the seat.
Let's all be honest here, okay?
So that's how the white people do it. We buy the tickets and sneak in like our popcorn.
If I'm not like the first in the theater, I'm freaking out.
Bring your Subway in.
I brought a Subway. You put it in your pocket. You're like, let's go.
How big are your pockets, MC Hammer?
Hey, every time I go to the booth,
what?
Sandwich,
candy and shit. I don't fuck around. I know what's up, but nothing beats movie theater popcorn.
Fuck that! It's like $5 for a small.
I spent $15 on a ticket. When I went last time, and then I spent $15 on food.
This is why you bring your own food.
I spent $30, and I went by myself.
What'd you get?
No, dude, I got a large popcorn, a large drink, some M&M's.
Sit down and watch the fucking movie.
You'll probably finish it before the movie even starts. Like.
Yeah, it was.
That's like the preview snack for you, right?
Previews are the best. And last time I went, this dude I was meeting made me late, and I was really pissed off. Like I just needed to grab something from him that he had of mine, and he's like, "I'm right there, I'm right there," and he showed up, and I had already missed two previews, and I thought I was going to kill myself.
Next time, Ryan, you call me, okay? I'll talk you down.
Luckily, I watched Avengers, which may have been one of the best movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right?
So, I'm
the only one who drinks while watching the movie.
Yeah, I do sometimes. There's a little microbrewery right next to the theater I go to, and occasionally I'll go get a little drunk.
Oh, no, dude. I go to the fucking Studio Movie Grill, dude. That shit's awesome.
Oh, no, they don't have those here. I know what you're talking about, though. Those are really cool.
Yeah, fucking have dinner and watch a movie. It's awesome.
I already show up drunk.
That's why
they call me Whitey.
Shows up wasted
for the movie.
I go to the wrong movie and I watch like My Little Pony, and I don't know the difference.
So I went with my little brother to see Harry Potter, one of the Harry Potter movies, and we sat in the theater, and it started, and it was definitely like Friday after next.
What?
Next Friday, whatever it's called.
One of those Friday movies.
Friday movies.
They're all the same. They like look the same.
We're like, what the hell is this? And I was like, oh my god, this is Friday.
Definitely not something that your little brother should have seen probably at
like,
the time.
Let's go to the rock theater.
They all look the same.
Oh my god. It's gonna be barbershop.
You're not talking about the movie?
Hey, wait a minute. Are you trying to cheat me?
Oh, shit. So, what's
up? I guess the whole racism didn't stay before the podcast. Decided to come back and hang out a little bit. Poke its head out.
You don't know what I was talking about.
We all know what you were talking about.
Yeah, bro.
We all know what you were talking about.
Tiddle-licking.
Yeah.
Well, way to kill the conversation.
So I chopped my finger off with a machete.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I want to talk about that. More about this.
I'm mostly interested in why you have a machete and we're sharpening it.
Okay, so a couple days ago, I was sharpening because I was weeding with it a couple of weeks ago, and it got kind of dull. So I had some chips in it that I was reshaping, and I was sharpening my blade. Is that odd?
It is odd that you have a machete for cutting weeds. Yes.
It's not. Well, it's not for cutting weeds. Okay, it's for the zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
All right.
That seems logical.
Yeah. I also
using it to cut weeds.
Yeah. Because you got to keep your skills up. Fuck, man.
What?
Thought that's what video games were for.
All right, and then next to my bed, I have a custom-made sword.
Are you okay? Is this tough for you to talk about?
I
love it so much.
Yeah. In my pocket, most times, or next to my chair, I have a SWAT tech knife. And then in my guest room, I have a sword.
I have a Buster sword and the Master sword. You know, don't see me swinging around going, yeah, just in case.
I fell.
Start coming up. Like, oh, I was practicing.
You don't see him falling on his swords.
Yeah, well, I also have a bank safe in my garage. What's up?
I just imagine Ryan kind of like skipping through his house, like swaying the machete around, like, I gotta put it away.
And his fiance is just like, stop running with the fucking machete.
Then he turns and then he trips and falls, and it's all because of her. It's because of Sarah.
I wish that was it.
What? It is it, I think, is what you're
That's the
say.
Way we found the truth.
That's the way.
Mystery solved.
When the police ask, that's the way.
All right, fair enough. So, that's the story. I have many weapons around my house.
And you cut yourself pretty deep, apparently.
I gotta see this. I wanna see it.
Do you have a picture?
I did not have a picture, but it's deep.
Take a picture. I gotta see this.
I'm not taking my bandage off, because last time I did, it still bled a little bit. So.
I'll take it off.
I really gotta see this now.
I'm not doing that.
You should have thought about that before you told us.
You should have known
we were gonna badger you about this. So, you know what? No one to blame but yourself.
I said you guys went after.
Nope.
I can't. What do you want me to do? Get up right now, go to the bathroom, and take a picture?
Yes. Yeah.
No. You're on the podcast. Well, get an after picture and then remind us.
I
have
to heal a little
done.
Bit before I open this wound. All
right, tomorrow.
Raw dog.
tomorrow it'll scab up a little bit. It'll be good to go.
Yeah. Sarah was like, do we need to go to the hospital? And I was like, oh, no. And then I got a little lightheaded, and then I was fine.
No. I'm just going to take a nap real quick.
No.
That's no joke.
My stars.
When I was a kid, I was playing with hammer and nails in the backyard, you know, whatever. Typical kid stuff over at my grandparents' house. I
swallowed like razor blades at the age of four.
And I was, you know, being stupid, as kids are, and I was just smashing away at this nail, right? Just hammered into wood. I don't know how this was entertaining to me at the time, but it was. But I was holding the wood. I shouldn't have. And then the hammer slipped and smashed the tip of my thumb.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
He had the wood in his hand, and he was hammering.
He was hammering his wood.
No, I'm just hammering away.
So first, you guys went from racist jokes to talking about like a 6-year-old's dick.
Yep.
You weren't talking about a 6-year-old's dick.
Yeah.
I was talking about having a good old fashioned phone with some hammer and nails.
We know
what
we
mean?
Heard.
Yeah. Ryan heard it.
I can't fucking breathe.
Yeah, I don't remember that time. I don't remember Jose or Alex. I'm not sure if it was either one of you two. Remember that time a few years back? I was juggling knives and I slipped the back of my hand open pretty deep.
Why were you juggling knives?
What's wrong with you?
But see, I actually have a pick. I actually have a pick. So I can pick.
Ryan.
It's just one. All right, so who's saying the next stupid-ass story? Who else has done something stupid?
I don't have any stupid story with involving swords. Time.
This is why you suck, Terry.
We had a,
everybody hates you.
We had an F-250 and a skateboard. Put two and two together on that.
I shot a rocket. I shot a ball, or not a bottle rocket, a mortar through my cousin's truck. Almost killed us both.
Well, that's glad you didn't.
Killed us both.
It like went through the back of his truck into the driver, like into the, you know, the cab, and then exploded, burnt both our legs.
Oh,
it hurt really bad.
Yeah, it's just yeah. I bet it's a mortar.
It should hurt.
That shit kind of exploding my slit wrists.
So you slit your wrists?
I was juggling knives and I got cut.
Well. You are horrible at telling stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had knives in my hand and then a bunch of stuff got cut. And then I bled and didn't stop bleeding. And that was it.
There you go.
What's he going to tell his kids? Once upon a time, there was a princess and shit and they got married. And good night, motherfucker.
And go to sleep.
Why do you have such a high-def picture of your gashed hand?
Why not?
Evidence?
That's a good point. I have a really good picture of when I cut the tip of my finger off with a cigar cutter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told me about that.
Did you think it was a toy?
Oh,
do I put my finger in
there? It was an accident. I went to go cut a cigar, and it got like stuck in another part of the cigar cutter that I didn't see. Like it was like a four-thing cigar cutter. It had four blades, and they all went at once, like a guillotine.
Of quad guillotine. Yeah.
Except for
cigars.
Like made for the borrowers, perhaps.
Oh.
For the borrowers to execute their own kind?
he who passes the sentence. finish it for me, Terry.
Wait, what?
I don't think anybody here remembers borrowers like you.
No, Terry knows. Terry knows what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Terry, listen. Just listen to me. Just listen to me.
Uh-huh.
In the north, whoever passes the sentence must execute the punishment.
Oh, he said that to his son.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Sup.
And then he's like, you better look. He'll know if you don't.
Yeah.
And then he did, and then he shit himself everywhere. Gross.
Now back to Whitey. Whitey?
Yo.
Can I call you Whitey?
That's why they call me Whitey.
That's how you tell a story. All that we just did there is how you tell. In case you're wondering. So yeah, next time you're going to be on the podcast, learn how to tell some stories, okay?
No. Well, this one. All right. Well, there's this one time I was on the podcast, and then that was it.
And then it was over.
Did I lose it? I already lost.
God damn it. God, Ryan, stop molesting your mic.
Yeah. So I'm reading this thing, and apparently Matt Smith, the Doctor Who.
Yeah.
He's going to be carrying the torch through Cardiff.
No shit!
Yeah.
Through what?
We've been fucking joking about that, like, this whole time. Like, they should do it. Like, that would get people to watch the Olympics for once, you know?
Yeah, apparently he's doing it. Well, the thing is, I guess the torch thing, they've been doing that. Like, torch is moving right now.
Yeah.
That happened over the course of months.
Yeah, well, it goes a long way. Yeah.
So I guess he's going to be carrying it on Saturday through Cardiff.
That's awesome.
That's how they say it. I say it'll be a
he should have lit it though. They should have let him do it right at the end to light it. That should have been him.
I thought the torch they're supposed to run it lit.
Yeah, I think one of the Olympic people does it.
Well, they have like special.
No. I mean like at the end.
Ryan, why do you sell a fucking
at the end,
fishing tank? Fish tank. Why do you sound like you're in a fishing tank?
I don't know.
Are you fishing?
Now you better. I don't know, whatever you were doing just there, Ryan, it really fucked up your mic. It's like you were talking into your glass.
Work it up, bank.
I was sitting still.
Buy a better mic.
Yeah, he's also getting married, though.
That is no excuse.
Take a little from the bank. There's plenty of money over there.
Oh, there you go.
It's awesome. Be like, hey, I need a loan. I'll pay you back.
Yeah, they give loans at banks, right?
Yeah. Especially when you don't tell.
You always get approved when you don't tell. For as much as you can carry. And no interest. How about that deal, huh? Does that intrigue you?
Does that sound like something you'd be interested in?
All right, you're hired.
I promise I won't steal from you.
Okay, as long as I have the promise.
Have my word.
Good. Good. I'd be worried if you didn't say
it. Well, you got it.
This guy.
So that's cool. Is it going to be, well, of course it's going to be televised, but is it only going to be BBC?
Probably.
I'll just fucking catch it on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure
it'll be there.
Immediately.
Yeah, good.
Look at the doctor! Oh, the doctor! He's just got the torch!
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Wonder if he'll be wearing a super tie.
Show me your screwdriver!
That'd be great if he did. But I highly doubt that running in that trench was very fun.
No. Will not be fun at all.
It sounds like a blasty blast to me.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back.
I was just listening to you guys talk about something I didn't know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, can I show you guys something?
No.
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 Look at that.
If you have to show it, then you probably shouldn't be doing that right now.
Yeah, probably, but... Doesn't that explosion in the top left kind of look like a penis shooting out a bunch of shit?
The beam of light.
Worth it, right?
Like when I finish too.
Are you ready, Rock? Yeah!
Wow. All
right, nailed it.
You got it.
Good work.
A little ridiculous.
Little bit.
It's a little ridiculous.
It's fine.
Only Dwight would notice something like that.
It was weird because it was like immediate to me. I saw the fire on the right, and I was like, "All right." And I saw the explosion on the left. Oh.
Dicks up the pot.
Oh.
Well.
That's just one of those moments where you point it out and other people will see it and be like, no, it doesn't. Oh, God damn it, now I see it.
Yeah, now you can't look away. It's there.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. It's shooting a beam of light.
Beautiful thing I've ever seen.
No, Dwight.
Who is sucking on ice cubes?
Yeah, that was me.
Jeez, man. Is the drink's done.
At least he came right out and said it. Good work.
Oh, I'm looking at Dwight's battle log, and he's got a little slit of engineer in it now.
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
It's way up.
There's no longer just a solid ring of recon.
What? This guy unlocked three different scout chopper things today.
Yeah, this guy, right?
Yeah.
This guy.
Himself.
Totally
on your foot.
Pointing at myself right now. Not at the screen. That I'm not doing. I did it.
That's right.
Proud of you.
I was also playing PC Battlefield and Xbox at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Why?
Yeah.
I didn't think he could do it.
But he did.
Why not?
But he did it.
And then I helped him fly a jet on PC.
That was... Okay, alright, let's go back to that. So I was playing freaking Battlefield on the PC, right? And I was just fucking around, doing whatever. And
so you're playing.
Well, you know, it's a little bit more fucking around than playing on the PC me.
That means you're playing.
I was playing Battlefield on the PC, and was running around, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there, like, you know, in the zone, and then my character starts like looking up, and like I'm like, what the fuck? And then I kind of look at my mouse, and I'm like, kind of like, work against it. And I'm like, I'm walking backwards and I'm all over the place and I'm like fighting myself. And I look back to Terry, back over to Terry, and I'm like, Terry, I'm possessed right now. And he's holding my Xbox controller that's connected to my computer. And he's been fucking around with my view the entire time. And I'm like, oh, fuck. That's why.
I got this.
I was freaking out. I thought I was possessed. And then all of a sudden, I was flying a jet. And I was not, you know, I was flying a jet, and
you were wobbling.
I was wobbling a whole lot, and then like it just started going all crazy again. And I'm like, am I jammed? Am I disabled? What's going on? This is so weird. I didn't know what was going on. I don't fly jets that much, so when like things start fucking up, I'm just like, oh, something's broken. Something. Look back, fucking Terry's like, no, let me fly. I let go and let him fly for a little bit, and the controls were all fucked up.
Yeah, it wasn't Legacy. I only fought Legacy.
And so, yeah, that all happened, and it really threw me off.
Oh, son of a bitch, there's a moth in the house again.
Kill it.
Yes, finish him.
Oh my god.
You better get your machete.
No, yes.
Right. That's why you have it, right?
I've actually done that. Thank you. I chopped a moth in half in the air with my machete in Chicago.
Okay, so do it again.
So you've had your machete for a while then.
I found it in Chicago in an apartment that I lived in.
Okay.
It didn't belong to the people that lived there.
Darker.
I repainted it black because it had like it was like all silver, so I painted it black and then resharpened the blade. Really fine. I'll be right back. I gotta kill this moth.
I gotta go over shitty this mom.
Gotta go kill this mom.
It'd be funny if you fucked up the mute on his mic and on the background just said, I got the other hand! Sarah, I did it again! God, Sarah!
Why does this keep happening?
It'd be fantastic.
Nailed it.
Yep. You sure?
Pretty sure Penny ate it.
Oh, good job, Penny.
Good for her.
Is.
Yeah.
Is a treat.
You can have that moth.
That's my gift to you.
They would love to eat moth. They're dogs, dude.
Dogs, dude. Okay. So I got a pretty stupid story about my dogs. We have a lab. Her name's Ava. She's stupid. Stupid dog.
Okay.
And I don't know, upset stomach or something. we put them in kennels at night, you know, to sleep, you know, so they're not around the house fucking terrorizing, fucking shitting all over the place, doing what they do. She just said, you know, no, I'm just gonna shit all over my fucking kennel.
That showed you.
Just everywhere.
Put me in a fucking kennel, will you?
I'm gonna shit in that box.
Fuck clean this shit up, asshole.
It's everywhere, right? And so you gotta put the kennel outside and, you know, wash it out, air it out for like a week because it's just awful. So she's been hanging out in our office room while the other dogs are in their kennel. And she's just kind of hanging about. And we got a thing of DVDs there. They're, you know, in the corner of the fucking house because who the shit uses DVDs anymore? Ava thought it would be a great idea to really put use to them because no one's using them anymore. So she tore them apart, about 20 or so of them, just ripped them to shreds. So much that there is so much of the DVD covers and the CDs and stuff missing that she had to have eaten them. Like, she has plastic and shit inside of her right now. And half of Zoolander, apparently.
Yeah, it was a shitty movie, anyway.
What? Bad.
Zoolander is hilarious.
Just kidding.
So, gotcha. Yeah, no. She fucking just ate it.
I invented the piano necktie. I'm sorry.
I did it. Yeah. I don't
get it. So she shit all over the fucking kennel and then decided, you know, I'd fuck your DVDs too.
She's just pissed about the gals. She's putting me in a box.
Yeah.
Show you. So.
Lovely. So we all agree it was all Dwight's fault?
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, it was. I'm not even going to deny it.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
At least you admitted it.
Team.
Good work, team.
Arrested.
We cracked the case.
Well, he blamed it on Dwight.
Snapper group homicide.
In my office.
God damn it, Puddles. What now are you doing out there?
What?
I got 14 dead people in the morgue and a mate who traumatized the speak. You want to tell me what the hell happened out there?
I don't know who you think you are, authorizing flybys and jets. You're a goddamn police officer.
Have we ever talked about the whole Nancy Drew on the podcast before?
What?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
No. Go on.
That's something we should talk about.
Do it.
Do it right now.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Mm-hmm. The God Nancy damn, Drew Nancy reboot Drew. Right there. The Drew reboot.
The Drew reboot?
The Drew boot.
She's a hardcore cop in the city of sticks. She answers to the police chief, except she doesn't. She plays by her own rules.
What's she's a loose cannon.
let's roll it back. What?
We're talking about Nancy Drew for 2012.
Okay, I've gathered that much. They're
not solving cases of the missing pencil case or anything anymore.
It's like she's solving murders.
All right,
it's getting real.
Oh, okay.
She works in homicide. This is my beat, chief. Can't take me up. Also, she has a deep-ass man voice.
she
but still looks
this
like
fucking three-pack-a-day voice.
No, but
oh, she smokes now.
She's got a 90% clearance on her rape cases, though.
Yeah, I bet she got raped.
It's pretty good.
No one ever gets to Drew like that. No one.
Probably a teacher. She hates him when there's crying at the schools.
That sex ed teacher was pretty thorough in his lessons.
Oh, inappropriate.
She put a bullet in his head for it.
Too extreme.
That's Nancy Drew 2012.
That's what Nancy Drew's about.
You're a loose cannon.
God damn, you get the job done.
Turn in your
back. Lucky you can have my badge, but you can't have my gun.
Wow.
We need to make friends with someone who can animate shit for us. And like a 1 week turnaround. Just so they can put some visuals to the stories that we come up with. I wanna see this Nancy Drew thing play out. I wanna see where she's going with this. Is she still wearing a goofy hat?
She's still wearing her red dress.
She still wears exactly what she wears.
That exact wet.
The day of her rape.
Oh,
at least it's stuck on that.
Oh, I get it now.
You have to give her a reason. You have to give her a reason why she hates these people.
Oh.
Can't what say this what? On the podcast.
No, you can't.
Can't say what? Oh, it rhymes with grape.
No, we can talk about rape all we want on the podcast.
Oh, thank God.
We can't do it on the cinema.
Oh, thank God. I'd go nuts if we couldn't.
Let's talk some more about rape.
So let's talk more.
Well, I'm tapped out on that.
Well, I'm tapped out.
You seem really excited about it.
Yeah, Ryan, what's up with you?
What happened to you when you...
Why are you still wearing your red dress?
Well, I was investigating the missing pencil cases. And you see, I came across Mr... Nope, I'm out of story.
Nope, that's it.
He just went out of gas right there.
And spent.
There were a lot of places to go, but I couldn't think of a name. So,
where did Jose go? Jose was here a minute ago.
Dude, I'm sorry.
He's here.
I'm just so confused.
All right, well,
he's been here.
Oh, like, right, go
let's,
on.
Let's talk about some Halo 4.
Oh, there's more news?
Yeah, did you not hear about the limited edition?
No.
Terry knows.
No. Terry, do you know?
I don't know. I want to know.
Okay, so available for pre-order. It was like Monday, I think. They're only doing a limited edition for $100. It comes with a whole set of map packs, like special, like extra levels, like extra assignments in the Spartan Ops or whatever.
Okay.
It comes with a little briefing packet. and then there's a whole bunch of bonus digital stuff. You get a unique in-game Spartan armor skin. Spartan 4 armor skin, excuse me.
Okay. Unique to yourself?
Probably just like if you pre-ordered.
Oh, okay.
It's unique. Like, so how would that work out?
Yeah, like everyone gets their own unique one.
No, if... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, it can just be randomized. Yeah. It's like opening a present. It's like...
Well, still, you would need to make so many variations.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't know how it's going to be. Anyway, unique in-game Spartan 4... Oh, sorry. Unique in-game weapon skin for assault rifles. So apparently your assault rifle will look different.
Does that mean we can customize the way the guns look, too?
I don't know. Maybe. Could be.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Huh.
They took that note from Call of Duty. You can put stickers on your guns now.
Oh, they're not just stickers.
Fucking love stickers.
Not like them. They'll probably like spray paint them or something. Or have
them space stickers,
like,
Dwight. They're different.
Yeah. They'll probably have like camo and shit, I'm sure.
Can't take them off.
The stickers are
going
to have jetpacks.
Yeah, exactly. So they go fast. Okay. An exclusive in-game emblem, Xbox Live avatar prop, Xbox Live armor set. But here's the cool part, okay?
Okay. Oh, none of this was cool.
I mean, the coolest part. Shut up, Mike. Halo 4 comes with the Forward Unto Dawn Special Edition, an extended 90-minute version of the live-action digital series that'll bring the Halo universe to life as you've never seen it before.
So it's a movie.
Yeah, but it's an extension of the movie they're going to like the 75-minute thing they're going to release.
The prequel?
Yeah, it's like a Halo 4 thing about some... It's about the Master Chief and some Halo 4 cadet.
Is it live action?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're releasing on Machinima in October, I think, or from September through October. It's like 5 weeks of 15-minute videos on Machinima.
I'm not going to lie to you. You could probably catch that special 90-minute thing on YouTube later on.
Yeah, but you know me.
Yeah.
Gotta have
it. So that's the only thing they're going to do. That's it. There's limited. There's no Legendary Edition.
Yeah, it's just like Halo 2 where they just have the collectors. And it's just got a bunch of, like, you know, behind the making of Halo.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
What about Borderlands? I know, like, it's off topic, but, dude, that $150 gun, I am tempted, dude. I'm getting it.
Have you heard about the Street Fighter one?
Yeah, the 25th anniversary or whatever.
It's like $150, and it comes with, like, the first three games and, like,
it comes with, like, some of the decent ones, but it's funny because, Street Fighter 1's not in there. Alpha?
Street Fighter 3 Alpha
isn't in there.
Street Fighter 1 was awesome.
And then there's like something like Turbo that's in there.
Yeah, they're going to put the HD or Turbo 2. They're going to put that one. They're going to put the 4.
They're going to also do like Street Fighter 2.
It comes with Street Fighter X Tekken.
Yeah, and it comes with a special control.
Yeah, and it comes with the statue of Ryu. I know that. They were like, it's Ryu, like, doing a Shoryuken. Like, it just seems like, okay. Like,
it sounds like you said Sugar Dukin.
That's what he's doing. He's doing the
a little Sugar Dukin.
A little Sugar Dukin. A little kiss. Mm. That's what it is.
What's it called, Sugar Dukin?
That's what it is.
Love you.
Love you. Good luck on your fight.
I can't find it, but Jose, I saw some video of someone doing an actual Tatsumaki kick.
What?
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
That's so cool.
Dwight, you're getting the $150 Borderlands 2 on?
Yeah.
Is the case actually going to be like a ginormous fight, like a big case, or is it going to be like...
It's not a chest dummy. You can't have like a 3-foot chest, you know? It's probably going to be like a foot and a half.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's going to be a chest where I can put like drugs in. Like, is it going to be something I
can't put my drugs in?
Okay, right. Wait, let me simplify. I can't do my drugs give it in there. Yeah, they will.
Okay, cool. It's worth buying that.
Yeah.
Dice case, can I put my dog in it?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, I don't know. Like, I really like just having extra little bits like that. Like, I bought the special, or the collector's edition of Grand Theft Auto 4 long time ago, and it came with the, like, duffel bag and the lockbox. I still use the lockbox all the time. The duffel bag zipper broke off, so I don't fucking use that anymore, but definitely use the lockbox still. It's awesome.
Yeah, I heard the one that came with 4 was, like, awesome. Like, it was actually, like, a decent lockbox. It wasn't, like, a piece of shit.
Well, it's a piece of shit, but, I mean, it's the lockbox.
I'm just... I really want Borderlands because it said bobblehead, and...
I don't care. Right.
What?
Yeah, nah, I don't know.
My fucking vault boy now has like a companion. He'll have like Marcus bobbleheading with him. Like, oh, I'll have another bobblehead.
Alright.
Bobble buddies.
Forgot you had that.
It's like, it's awesome. It's just there. Got that happy smile.
Sitting there with Limpy.
Oh, Limpy.
Oh, don't bother telling us the story. We all know who Limpy is.
Okay.
You can tell the story.
Okay, well, no, this sounds like you're talking about a penis. Do you have a bobblehead penis somewhere?
No, no, it's a dick. it's a tabernacle.
I don't like this story. Okay.
Never let Whitey buy you a birthday gift. If Whitey asks you what you want for your birthday, just tell him. Don't tell him nothing because he'll give you a dick. And
what did I miss? I just kind of zoned out for a second and came back to that.
A dick, dude! A dick!
Alex, so aren't you there for that?
What the fuck just happened?
A tabernacle.
That's a tabernacle. It's a hot dog without the bun.
You're going too far, Jose. You lose a lot of people.
I don't understand what's going on anymore.
See?
we're talking about the Limpy, because Whitey mentioned Limpy. Limpy is a penis that Whitey bought.
Yeah, explain to Ryan who Limpy is now.
Now we're going to continue with the story. Alright, so it was for my birthday. Whitey was like, hey bro, what do you want for
your... I've heard this story.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
I just put all the pieces of what you guys are saying when I was zoned out together. I've heard this story. Go on.
So, yes, tell it again.
It was for my birthday, and Whitey was like, bro, what do you want? And I was like, dude, nothing. I don't want anything. Everything I want, it's expensive, and I'm going to buy it. He's like, no, but what do you want? So apparently I was like, dude, nothing. Don't send me shit. Don't do it. I don't care. We're good. And then pretty much like, Whitey was like, are you putting your gift in my hands? And stupidly I said, yeah. I said, you know what? Do it. I don't care. Whitey tells me, hey, I sent the gift. Now for an entire week straight, I was completely like, oh God, I was checking the mail constantly because I knew Whitey was going to send me something just bad. Whitey's like, I thought it was going to be, honestly, I thought it was either a blow-up doll.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Too expensive. I made him money.
We made him money for you.
Lost your goddamn mind.
You son of a bitch.
Disgusting, but I was like, how bad is this going to be? I was like, okay, it might be a fleshlight. It could be. I was like, we're going to see what it is. But, like, I was nervous because I was living with my dad at the time. My dad's, like, a fucking 60-year-old, like, fucking Hispanic Colombian man. Last thing you want to see is a fucking blow-up doll in the mailbox.
Or maybe that's the first thing he wants to
see. That's where you hide cocaine. No, but...
just gives it to you. You don't have to explain anything.
I accept you for what you are.
You know what? I always kind of assumed...
that'll be a better thing, dude. The dick was the worst one. That would have been a conversation. So basically there was this website. It was called Mr. Limpy. Was it Mr. Limpy?
It's called a Mr. Limpy, but I don't remember
what called, it's like. The actual item is called Mr. Limpy, and it's off of like people that make fleshlights.
I'm not linking this.
Yeah, please don't. You guys can do this on your own.
No, don't do it on your own at all.
No, don't, children.
Do it.
Everybody else, do it. Yeah, go on.
Don't.
Yeah, don't do it.
All right, so pretty much on this website, it was like the guys that make fleshlights did this one as like just a random fucking, here you go. And me and Whitey used to have this huge joke about it because there's like, it comes in different sizes of Limpies. And you can get like the Mandango Limpy that's like fucking, it's like nine inches.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get like, there's a niner, there's like a one that's like 5 inches, and there's one that's like 2.5 inches. And then
so
with all
the paperweight.
Yeah, with all the Limpies, they're like all like, you know, sitting, and they're just sitting straight up. The 2.5 is like just tilted over on its side. And me and Whitey were like, oh my god, it can't support itself. Look at it. So to go back to where I was at, I open fucking my mail. It says, you know, from YP, blah, blah, blah. I open the bag, and inside is a 2.5-inch penis.
Happy birthday.
And that is how I have a loopy.
Where do you have it right now? Like, just sitting on your nightstand?
It's in the closet right now. I don't think my mom wants to see a dick.
I don't know. I've sent Jose a lot of pretty fucked up shit.
You know what? I mean, no offense to Wyatt. I would have thrown it out. I'd be like, you know what, Wyatt? It's just fantastic.
I appreciate the thought. Kind of.
Yeah. On my desk. I was like, oh, if I get the limpy, I'll put it right on my desk, you know? And then he got me a limpy.
And then shit got real.
Down. Dude, actually, the limpy brought me probably some of the most funniest moments, like, ever of my life, because I brought it to work one day. That was, like, the biggest day ever of work, of bringing a limpy. And Bum was there with me. He was working with me. We had, like, the most perfect, like, yeah, remember Mike? We had the most perverted, like, this old guy who was, like, drunk all the time. And, like, he was just a dirty fuck. Dude, we brought that limpy in. Dude, that guy was running in the entire back of the office, just going, guys, look at it. And he kept wiggling the limpy. Like, he would put the limpy right where he's supposed to be, and he's like, look at this, ah! He was from across the fucking, across the grow line, like, hey, look at it.
Hey.
Everybody go look at this.
And, like, even my other manager, the Sue, she saw it, and she's like, oh my God, it's so funny. And, like, I got to a point, I didn't care. She was talking to, like, these old ass couple, like, trying to take their order, and I put the dick right on top of the register.
Put it on top of her what?
On the register. Like, I just put it, I went,
bloop, bloop. Just slap it on the table.
Bam! Bam!
And laughing.
Have a happy day.
Like, we had a lot of good laughs with Limpy, so, I mean, it was a funny gift. Yeah, why do you send me a dick?
That's oh, Limpy.
I am the greatest friend ever.
Moral of the story is, tell Whitey what you want, he'll send you a dick if you don't.
Or I'll send you a dick.
Tell me what you want or I'll send you a dick.
My hands, right?
Could you guys imagine if Santa had the same rule?
Don't send me a dick.
All right, kids, tell me what you want or I'll send you a dick.
I'm the new Santa Claus.
I got to send Whitey one back, though. I was kind of sad because he discontinued the one I wanted to send.
Find a nice used one.
No, they have different colors. Like they actually, if you go to the Fleshlight one, they have an Avatar one now. It's like a blue. It's a blue Fleshlight. But they have. Oh. They have
you're like Airbender Avatar. It's like, does it have like an arrow on it?
Some glow in the dark tattoos.
But they have like one of those, and then they had different color ones. So they had like the standard, which was the white guy, but they also had the black guy one. That's what I was going to say. Whitey, I was going to send the 9-inch black one. You're sending me a 2.5 fucking white one. But the day I was going to do it, they stopped selling it. They're like, yeah, we don't sell the mocha color anymore. And I was like, ah, fuck it. Yeah.
They call it mocha?
Oh, no, we're all out of the mocha.
Oh, but we have a nice cinnamon over here.
The mocha's a top seller.
We are.
People love the cinnamon.
Our great friend.
A big black one back for him sending me a tiny white one.
Great friend,
thanks for the dick.
This has been a great podcast so far.
The tales of yore.
Just nothing but high class from Team Mongoose. This is why people should give me a business license.
I remember when I saw the limpy the first time. Jose came to pick me up from work. I opened the passenger door and it's sitting right there on the chair.
Well, I told you what it was.
Is that a fucking dick?
You should have put sunglasses over it, so it's like a nose.
It was in a cool. It was like in a package, so it's like if I opened it, it would like, yo, you sent me a used one.
You sent me a used dick.
No, that's why when I went to pick Bum up, I opened it up, and I literally just planted it right there on the seat next to me. So it was just sitting there, just wiggling around when I picked him
up. Imagine if you got pulled over and you forgot it. About it.
Dick. Son, is that a dick next to you?
Oh.
Sir. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Limpy. He doesn't
say
talk
hi,
much.
Hi, Limpy.
Pick him up. Hey, come on.
I'm sorry. I thought I could stop it. I thought I could stop it.
I thought I could stop it, but I couldn't.
Yes.
So in other news, other than dicks, I was reading an article about Dish Network getting, like, lawsuits being filed against Dish Network for having a thing that could skip ads entirely during primetime shows.
What? No shit.
I just linked it to you. Apparently it's been available for over a decade.
What?
This, like, feature, but never been offered to consumers, and now, like, Fox, CBS, and NBC are suing Dish Network for trying to release it.
Huh. Wait, it's been around, but not to consumers? What do you mean by that?
That's what the article says, so apparently the technology just existed, but never been
produced. Well, Dish TV is always ahead of time, isn't it? Is that how they're able to skip through?
Well, no, not really. I mean, if you have Dish Network in New York, you're still on time. It's just if you have Dish Network in California, you can watch what they're watching in New York right now. Like, so at 3 in the afternoon, you're watching their 6 o'clock shows.
Hmm.
But
so how do you skip forward in live TV?
I'm just...
Okay, right, yeah. Why would you know?
Well, so they're just all recorded. They have the tape and they broadcast it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's Dish. It's not like
auto hop.
It's fucking Dish Network, though. It's not
allowing viewers to remove all the ads with the touch of a button.
See, I wonder if you have to record it first, then you can just do that. But I don't know.
That's what you're doing your TiVo, though. Fucking
yeah, that's what you do now.
You record the motherfucker and just go skip, skip. Up, there we go. Show's back.
If you don't have to skip, skip, you can just. They just keep watching continuously.
You know what Comcast has been doing now for like probably the last 2 months or so? On-demand stuff used to be ad-free, yeah, and now there's fucking commercials and shit.
It's been about a year since we still lived in the apartment before we bought the house.
I don't watch TV a whole lot, and I just realized it, you know, not too long ago.
Yeah, F them, dude.
It's pretty crazy.
DirecTV all the way.
So in other news, Kevin Pereira is leaving G4 too, so they're fucked.
Yep.
Yep. Well, yeah.
You missed that whole conversation we had.
Yeah, no, I came into some of it where I was hearing about fucking Adam Sessler going bye, but still, like, that, what's gonna happen to G4? Like,
who cares? They're already rock bottom. But
there's like a part of me that hopes, like, you know, maybe one day I'll turn it on. They're actually playing video games.
Now G4 is gonna be gone. It's just going to be another type of gaming show network that's going to pick up probably in a year.
They'll just realize that something like that is much better online.
We're just going to watch E3 on fucking Spike.
I asked to come in late that day already.
Wow, you're really stepping ahead, huh?
Yep,
well, actually, no, that's coming up soon, isn't it?
E3's coming up, yep, very soon.
Wait, what is next week?
Next week. E3. Week after next.
we get to have our meeting again.
Yeah, Monday's Microsoft Day. Monday and
June 5th through 7th.
That's all that Ryan wants to hear about is Halo, and he's like, all right, done.
Yeah, that's all I requested off was just to watch Microsoft.
It's like, we're going to talk about Halo.
Less Xbox, more Halo.
Fuck Xbox! Halo!
They're probably going to announce the new Xbox, even though it's coming out next year.
They're not going to show it.
No, they're not going to talk about it.
They're going to give us something, because they already said it's going to come out next year.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they're not going to say anything.
They haven't said it. They have not even announced officially that they're working on another.
Yeah, they have.
We all know they are.
Well, yeah, I mean,
We're smarter than most people, so.
Yeah.
Are we?
Who's the company that does the dirt stuff?
Dirt stuff.
Like Minecraft?
The dirt games? The dirt games.
Don't you have the game? Look at your fucking box.
It's so far away. Anyways, I'm pretty sure that company, the European office or whatever, they leaked pictures of a prototype Xbox a long time ago. It was covered.
Oh, I heard about that.
You know, but it was there because they've been working with it for a long time already. So if that shit, I wouldn't even be surprised if they've just been fucking with us this whole time. They do announce it and be like, yep, this holiday, fuck you.
They're not gonna. They still have so many more things to pull out of their ass still with the original, with Xbox right now.
No, they're talking about Halo's already like pushing it, like they want to do more with it but can't. Like,
I think it's the actual DVD part that that it's limited by.
Yeah.
Because you can only put so much on that DVD. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why they've been experimenting with the dual layer DVDs and crap like that, and then like that new tech that me and Terry beta tested. Ryan, did you?
No.
Oh. Yeah, we beta tested a new disc for Microsoft a long time ago.
Oh, with the Halo Reach.
Yeah, you did too, Alex, right? Yeah. And then the next update broke that CD, and then we didn't have it anymore, but oh well.
And they gave us free digital copies of it.
Yeah, but that was a new format. That's all it was. That, what you guys
it was supposed to increase the size of what you could put on that disc. Which
now.
That's mostly fucking Microsoft, though, just changing their shit for the fucking hackers. They realize they can't beat them on certain things, but what they can do is change the format on the games.
They hire hackers. Like, that's why they don't get hacked.
No, they get hacked. Oh, they get hacked.
They get hacked. It's just, it's never as bad as Sony is because they have all that fucking money to back it up. You know, they have the money to hire these hackers to pre-hack, unhack, and hacks.
Yeah,
every single
hack. You got to counter hack.
Is the hackers they hire are decent, but they're not like hardcore anymore, dude. Like every fucking Xbox is enough unhackable. They've hacked it.
Well, the thing is that the top people are never going to work for the company.
Yeah,
those guys. No, it's more fun to fuck with them, I guess.
Yeah, those guys are doing it. I mean, like I know most of them because I mean I used to fucking boot like my Xbox games and like the way they have it in different formats. And that's what Xbox does is they try to like almost every couple months they try to send out a new format that the Xbox will register just so it'll fuck with people hacking because when you flash your drive it only reads a certain style format. So you have to reflash it again and keep going. So basically all they're doing is they know hackers are going to do it, but they postpone them longer from trying to steal games.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's their way of trying to prevent it, but it's never going to be prevented.
They need to get the goddamn Blu-ray. That's what they need to do.
They can't. It's a Sony technology. They'd have to pay Sony to use that per
system. Well, they need to make some sort of like closure thing that's going to be open to everyone. It's like a Blu-ray.
They tried Sony that.
And
hello,
Sonic. I think, actually,
that's what HD DVDs were about, dude.
Yeah, and it failed because there was more porn on Blu-ray.
Yeah, and that's actually how Beta lost out too back in
the day. Yep, it's how every format will lose.
Who's got the most porn?
So if you're inventing a new fucking tech, you gotta just put a ton of money into porn. Done deal. That's it.
I'm sure. I mean, that's the thing about gaming, though. You don't have to like.
The Blu-rays are so awesome.
They can like leave some technology that reads regular DVDs in there, and then have a separate technology for their freaking games. You know, that's probably how they'll do it.
You're getting all weird sounding, Ryan.
Sounding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the fish tank thing again. The fishing tank thing.
The fishing tank.
Yeah,
you want to fish that, Ryan?
The much better.
Back you get stuck hole. To my face.
The sad part is if they went back to the like old school styles instead of cartridges, like this would be all avoidable. But it's just so easy to steal from a cartridge. Like if they went,
we'd have to keep
like,
blowing into it again.
Yeah, but no, if they went like even if it was just like little junk drives,
like
that
SD
was the
cards.
Game. Yeah, like if it was like an SD card that you just pop into your system and then that's the game's on there. Dude, can you imagine?
So yeah, but the thing is, okay, you got to think about it. This is a big system. You can't make that system any smaller without sacrificing power, and they want to put more power into it so they can make better games and crap like that. So then you'd just be putting in a fucking little SD card in this giant box.
Dude, yeah, but if, yeah, would that be that big of a deal in comparison to playing such like an awesome fucking game with like amazing graphics and none, like no bullshit? I wouldn't feel that retarded putting in like a tiny little SD card into a big fucking super box just because I know how this stuff is gaming, right?
I have a big super box. I'm using it right now.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. On a separate flash drive in there, you're good to go.
On a separate, completely related note, Microsoft is announcing, and all of us will know what this means talking about this Xbox 720 or whatever the hell they're going to call it,
that
they're going to be dropping the price to $100 for an Xbox.
They already did that.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's 360?
It was with a subscription plan, though.
No. And no, it's even more bullshit than that, Dwight.
Oh,
You have to buy it from a fucking Xbox store.
Guys, no, they're dropping it to $100 with Kinect.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, it comes with thing. Kinect. But it you have to pay Kinect, for a two-year subscription, $15 every month.
Yeah.
Xbox Live?
Which everyone does already, but
yeah,
like, I've been with Xbox for what, fucking 4 years?
Ever. Yeah, seven, not longer.
Some shit, 4 or 5 years. I don't even know what. I have to check my.
Yeah, but the thing is that you're still paying for it all, anyways. I mean, it's a payment plan for an Xbox, basically. That's all it is.
They did the math of it. You end up paying like $20 more or $30 more than you would just buying it right there on the spot. Yeah. Only good thing I see different is that, like, yeah, if you're gonna always play online, it's a better deal. But like, you have to find a fucking Xbox store to actually get that deal.
See, I think that's what they're gonna. I think that's what they're changing, is that it's gonna be like a rolled out price.
If they do that, then fuck yeah, then I can buy a new Xbox. But I'm like, I doubt it.
Yeah, I need a new.
They would.
Xbox.
They could probably drop it, maybe like $200 for like the really, really fucking the 250 gig, and that's even pushing it.
I don't know. I'm happy with my arcade.
Yeah, but you bought an arcade and then bought the hard drive for it, so you're pretty much. Yeah. And you only did that because you didn't want gloss.
Well, no, well.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
Well, yeah.
The glossy is so shitty. The matte black is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, but I thought you just spend an extra fucking.
I spent like an extra $30 buying the hard drive separate instead of buying it just as a thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I did it at a separate time, so it was like I bought the Xbox, and then, like, a month later, I got the hard drive. It was, like, my payment plan. I spent extra money.
Like, I would do it, but, like, I would have to do it all at once, dude. My fucking, I have a 120, and that shit's almost full.
So, yeah.
I'm, like, 4 gigs. I don't even, fuck. I wouldn't even know how to do that. There's no installing. There's nothing. You're fucked.
I don't know. I'm happy with my Xbox. I'm not looking forward to getting a new one. I'll get a new one,
though, dude. My white one's already... It's dying, dude.
Yeah, my white one's got some struggles sometimes.
Yeah, mine has been kind of failing to re-hold this.
Mine died, and I sent it in, and I've never had any problem with it ever since.
Yeah, I sent mine in, too, but this one's like another old one.
Send it to Mexico.
Yeah, and they didn't even put cocaine in it.
You don't know that. You didn't open it
up. Or they took it out before they gave it back to you. So it takes so long.
It's gotta
they
change
fix
hands
it in
first.
A few hours. It's just
yeah, it only takes 5 minutes.
See, they can give it back to you same day.
I know. I bet they show fucking Halo storyline footage at E3. That's all I want to say.
Oh, they will. They will.
What else do they have coming? They're going to be showing fucking BioShock.
Are they showing BioShock? Because it was supposed to be like out.
I know, but it got pushed back.
Yeah, so like
BioShock's
anything
not
they show is just gonna piss people off.
Yeah,
BioShock, the makers of BioShock were not coming. Rockstar Games isn't coming.
Rockstar is not coming, huh?
Yeah,
that's interesting. Isn't GTA 5 coming out like really soon?
That's what I thought, but they're not gonna have anything for us. That's what the rumor is anyway. That they're not signed up yet.
They're gonna sign up. They're just.
Dude, I don't think there's any more time, dude. It starts
a little late. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's Rockstar. Yeah, they can just fucking pull it in. Like, they're gonna
say, "Yo, we got GTA." They're like, "All right, cool. We'll knock out one of these other fucking game programmers. Fuck them."
Let's get
the all right, hey, fuck you, Rockstar. Right, but you're a classy guy. Now get him.
get on it. Get that sweet ass in there.
Juice.
I don't know if are we gonna watch. Are you guys gonna watch it on Spike?
Why would I watch anything on Spike?
Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
Thank you.
Because are you just gonna do the fucking online?
The fucking
do it online. Like
do the fucking here. Online.
Like we've always done.
Yeah, I usually did TV as well because like the live one is just the conference. The TV one's like
that's
hey,
all that matters.
Yeah,
E3
that's all I
want to
watch
conference.
Is the conference. I don't watch. All
I know, right? That's where the news is. What the fuck?
That's usually I don't know.
All the other stuff is
depends
just
on where
for
you
the people.
Watch it.
Yeah, the other stuff is fluff for not real fans.
Well, for the people that are actually there, like, look at all the cool stuff that you could be doing if you were here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now let's make it another fucking 2 days of this.
E3, woo!
Let's show the same interview 5 times.
Yeah, so, conference. Yeah, good to go. Yeah. In and out.
Were we live streaming this thing?
Are we going to live stream it?
Yeah, can we do that?
I don't think we can.
Like just our talk, like our conversation.
Yeah, we could live stream our conversation while we're watching.
People could be watching it with us, and we could be talking.
Yeah.
And they can maybe hear me cry.
Yeah, you can maybe able to hear him cry live. Would you guys like that?
I wonder if the... I hope they have a Halo 4 for Xbox, because I'll probably buy it, unless they announce the 720.
They're going to tease something, dude.
I hope so.
Box would be... excuse my yawn. played out.
Sorry, what?
Contagious.
It's actually an empathetic emotion, or empathetic sign. That's why it's contagious. That.
Bullshit.
Anyway, go on.
Bullshit.
I think it's played out too much. I think Halo is too far into its course now to really have super hardcore fans anymore.
I disagree.
New super hardcore fans. I mean, like back when the first one was Halo 3 that had the limited, right? That had the Xbox, the green one.
Well,
it was the Halo 3 launch, right?
Yeah, 3 and Reach
had the
an
silver
Xbox.
One.
Oh yeah,
and so did Halo 2.
Halo 2 had a limited Xbox?
Yeah, it had the...
It was the original one.
Yeah, it was an original Xbox.
Holy
it was like
shit,
a different
maybe,
color.
Maybe I'm talking out of my ass on this one. May be a new one.
Dude, it's got more hardcore fans because these people we've been dedicated to all our lives. Half my life has been Halo.
Right.
God, I wish I could get it
back. I don't know,
back.
It's that'd just be, I forgot about two of them.
Every day I wish I could get it back.
Just wish I could.
But maybe if I buy a limited Xbox, I'll feel better.
He just doesn't seem to have any time.
You know Ryan's going to get one, because they're going to bundle that shit with a Kinect, and it's going to be like a Halo Kinect as well. And
I already have the Kinect.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the Halo one?
It's actually not mine, but...
If you had the chance to get in the Halo copy for Halo fucking 4 Xbox with Kinect...
If I got a... Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
Oh, I know what somebody's getting for Christmas.
Brian,
a big
shit.
Old dick.
A big old dick.
Brian, that shit, old dick. Share the wedding.
Halo dick.
Did you get you a mold of Master Chief's dick?
Oh, I don't know how you're going to do that, and I don't want to know.
It's probably about 2.5 inches with all the stuff, steroids and shit he took.
All those augmentations.
Put the balls on him.
It would have its own suit. Yeah. To make it bigger. To make it 7 feet.
The tip is the helmet.
The balls are little grenades.
I don't like this. I don't like where we're going.
Why are these conversations?
It's not peaceful.
So back,
dude.
Back to E3 next week.
I'm so excited about E3. I'm sad I can't watch Nintendo make fun of them.
Alright, goal is to make it next year so we can go to the Xbox.
So it's Tuesday to Thursday?
Oh, hey, everyone, if we can, like... use this podcast to get there. Sarah gave me the okay. Yeah. Sarah,
what do you mean?
Sarah gave me the okay to go to E3.
Why?
If we can make it to E3. Sarah said she'll come with me to E3.
And what, next week, E3?
No. God, no. Like, just a blanket. If you guys... If Team Mongoose gets to go to E3...
We need Team Mongoose at E3 for next year. And then we're going to be at the Microsoft booth so we can get a free Xbox.
Let's make it happen, guys.
Hashtag, let's go.
Make it happen.
I've never heard anybody come back from E3 and say they had a really fun time, but I'll go.
I'll have a really fun time.
Yeah, but we're going to go. You know how many drinks I'm going to have?
I'll
probably get kicked out of the Halo.
I'll bring some funky costume.
Halo, or even
cheer us up. Not even 3 minutes in Vegas before Rose had a giant-ass drink.
I plan on not being sober
sitting
much
at the airport with a drink.
I actually did. I got to the airport and I was drinking.
Yeah, that's what Sarah did.
I was drinking at the airport. I drank on the plane right there.
Yeah,
I drank when I got there. The day we left Vegas, I was drinking. I had Jack. I had Jack straight. Nice. Jack on the rocks on the fucking plane. It was nice.
Doing all that without
me. Sarah and I caught an early flight out of Albuquerque, and it was like 8 o'clock when it left, and so the bars all opened at like 8. And so we both went and I got like some Kahlua cream, and it was like, all right, that's cool. And then we got on the plane, we started drinking, like, whiskey, and then we got back to the next airport, and I was drinking straight shots of Jack, like, got really fucked up. And then that night we went to the bar by her dad's house. Yeah. It's intense.
Mm-mm. I'm just, I don't know, like, just hearing all that, I'm just like, I have just no interest anymore.
In going to E3?
No, in drinking.
Oh.
Just, like, hearing all that, I don't know.
It's You're just like, goddamn. Eh.
You gonna drink at the wedding?
Probably one.
Probably gonna empty that motherfucker out.
We found like the Jose will.
Found the DD.
No, I'm definitely not driving any of you.
Oh, you are.
Just because I'm not going to be
That's
drinking
why Ryan's
or drinking
paying
a lot
for a shuttle.
There you go.
Shuttle. It's gonna have Team Mongoose on the side.
We'll get a giant Team Mongoose like magnet and we'll put it on every car that we take anywhere.
Like some crappy ass minivan.
not so crappy anymore.
Guys, wait, I need the sticker. I need the sticker.
Alex, what are you fucking posting here?
I'm just looking at pictures.
It's not the appropriate time for this kind of behavior. Yeah, I want to go to E3.
I do too.
I would like to go at least once. I'd rather go to CES, honestly. The computer electronic.
Right.
That's
or
the word.
Consumer electronics.
I want to go to E3.
Terry, I can probably actually get like tickets to CES. Good. My dad gets them every single year. He gets two.
Okay. Why doesn't he go?
Because it's in Vegas and he doesn't want to pay for hotels and crap. Like, because they give you the tickets, but they don't give you anything else. Well, that's it.
Can you get another one?
I don't know. Probably not. He gets them because his company works with a metal that they use in stadium speakers called beryllium. It makes like the insanely high end speakers, like $20,000, like home speakers. Like you get a home surround sound system, one speaker will cost you $20,000. Like that, like super high end crap. And so CES will. You know, they go there to check out new technology and crap like that.
Sounds
or
like
show off their shit.
My mom used to do that. She used to go to a thing called Semicon in San Francisco. And that's where she brought home, like, you know those mints that Listerine has now that they dissolve in your mouth?
Yeah.
Originally designed by Compaq to hold memory, like destructible memory for the government.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it'd be like SD cards, but if you need to get rid of it, you just
put it in your mouth. And they were cinnamon flavored.
They're onto me.
But they couldn't they couldn't really implement it, and so they scrapped it and sold it to Listerine.
So they scrapped it and made mints.
Sounds good.
It's a piece of shit. Might as well make mints out of it.
Yeah, but they sure do taste good. Goddamn right, Jensen, they do.
Damn right.
We're gonna go straight to the top.
It's crazy.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like that, too, for the military, where they'll develop something and it'll fail, but then they find some practical use for it for us consumers. You know?
Like when our breath stinks.
Ed Zachary.
Or railguns.
Or railguns. Railguns are awesome.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree that
potato guns are pretty awesome, too.
Well, was that
them Roman candles?
Oh, I love Roman candle tag. Who wants to play?
I do.
Oh, I don't.
That's you invited me to your wedding.
I'd like shoot a Roman candle off in the middle of it.
Dude, we'll be in Nevada. We can get tons of fireworks.
It'll be after July, though.
So?
Bitches. Can you just get fireworks whenever?
Yeah, dude, there's a place about 2 hours away. You can get fireworks 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. A warehouse.
What is it called?
I don't remember the name, but it's in Battle Mountain, Nevada.
Battle Mountain awesome.
Sounds awesome.
It's called its nickname is the Armpit of America because it's so terrible.
Oh, well, you made it sound so cool, and then you just ruined it right there.
I know, right? That's where my aunt lives.
The Armpit of America.
Yep.
Is it called Roller Coaster Fireworks?
No, but. Or maybe, yeah, it is. And they make their own firecrackers.
Oh, yeah. No.
No. Wait, yeah! Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, simple Google search, yeah, Battle Mountain, Nevada fireworks, and then...
Gaggle search.
All over the place. Free fireworks museum? What?
telling you, dude. Place is fucking.
Oh, maybe it's a free firework museum.
Free fireworks at the museum.
Yeah, that's what I. That's the way my brain read it.
Your brain dumb.
Yeah, my brain dumb sometimes.
Oh. Hmm. Shit.
The place looks shitty. Like it's like a tiny little.
It is. It's really, but it's like just packed. Like every square foot is packed with fireworks. They have everything but M80s.
Yeah, they. This is a picture I found. That's a lot of. A lot of fur works.
They were building a new one, like a bigger one off the freeway.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Fourth of July kind of sucks around here, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I was going to say you should go to my parents' house, but they're going to be in Europe for Fourth of July. So.
Oh.
They leave.
Celebrating America there.
They leave, like, next Tuesday or something like
out
that.
Out of America
for 6 weeks in Europe.
That's awesome.
I'm so jealous. Scott's a little shit.
I was gonna say, are they taking Scott?
Nope. It's his third year in a row going to Europe.
Fucking that kid.
And the year before that, he got to go to New Zealand and Australia and Hawaii.
Jeez, what did you do wrong?
Yeah, why do your parents hate you?
They named Sean and I. We went to Honduras and Mexico, and then they went to Aruba and left us at home.
You went to the shitty parts of the world.
You went to fucking.
Although we did have
went to the shitter of the Spanish countries.
Although we did have our own two-story villa on an island that Honduras owns, and our a private beach, which was
like $5.
That's looking on the bright side.
Oh yeah, I did buy like this hammock, and I was like, "How much does it cost?" And like 100 lumpia, and I was like, "How much is that?" Oh, that's $10. Y'all buy it.
Yeah, whatever.
Freaking handmade hammock that I've never even used because I've never had a place for it, but I'm gonna put it in my backyard this summer.
Put it in your living room.
I've thought about it. I wanted to put it in my bedroom back home.
Oh.
My parents said no.
Did you? Oh. You should have called them bitches and done it anyways.
I should have just
bitch,
done
I
it.
Paid for like, this.
Why do you hate me?
Can I go to Europe?
Why don't you let me have any fun?
Yeah, that was some shit. Really got the short end of that stick.
It's okay, champ. You got your own house now. You can yell at your own kids.
I have kids.
When you get kids.
I yell at my dogs, though. Because they're assholes. Penny brought in a dead bird and hit it in the couch.
In the couch?
Like behind the couch cushions.
Jackass.
She breathes it in. She goes, "That is so bad." Fucking yell at me for bringing a stick in. Okay, I'll put it in. Okay.
Not the stick you gotta worry about anymore.
This is right where you're gonna sit. Fucking sit on the opposite end so he doesn't sit there. It's like, yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Cool.
Sit down. Take a foot off.
Sarah
fucking sits it. Right on it, just jumps up and starts barking and running around the circus. Ah, I got you!
She can be a little bitch. Did you guys see the Twitter conversation between me and McGenna today?
God, no. I heard that you guys were having some conversation, and I'm like, nope, not going to Twitter because I'm going to hate both of you.
Oh my god. We just kept posting pictures of our pets. Alex would have loved it, I'm sure.
I saw it. When you got to the picture of Max wearing the headset, I was just like,
did you see his I don't give a fuck face?
Yeah.
That's my favorite face. He's like, ah!
Now I'm on Twitter. Fuck.
Shit. That was fun, though.
Twitter can be very distracting.
I'm almost up to 300.
Nice. For those of you who have Twitter and haven't followed Ryan yet, it is Sniper Goo
12.
Just Sniper. Okay, I didn't know if you had the numbers or not.
Some Asian guy has Sniper Goo, and he's got like no followers.
We should all go yell at him.
Some other dude too, but he has absolutely.
Hey.
Oh, he's Sniper Goo.
Yeah, Sniper Goo.
Oh. It's not all in caps. Oh, it's snipers and coops.
Sniper Goo.
Caps. Sniper coops.
And there's a guy who follows me named Fistful of Goo. Oh, I forgot to show you this skin that some kid made for me. Well, not for me. For people that want to be followers of the Church of Goo.
Oh.
I don't want to see that.
I'm laying on my couch, so it's going to be kind of hard.
Don't stress yourself.
I don't want no.
You know what's really shitty about Twitter? Eventually, I get right back to Sarah Underwood's one, and then she starts talking to her friends, and then I'm on her friend's Twitter.
Who is that?
Sarah Underwood.
And I'm stalking Sarah Underwood's friends.
Yeah, who's Sarah Underwood?
Fucking blonde.
Yeah, that's just this whole thing.
That's Sarah Underwood.
I can't find this skid. You guys might get lucky.
That blonde girl. Jeez.
Yeah, that's Sarah Underwood. And then she starts talking to Jessica Hall, and I'm like, who's that? And I'm like, oh.
That's... Oh, my God.
Okay. What?
What the fuck is this?
What?
Who the fuck is this?
Who? Which one?
The Sarah Underwood bitch. Who the fuck
she's,
is this?
She's on G4.
Yep.
Who the fuck is this bitch?
She's famous, Ryan.
I don't fucking know her. I'm more famous than she is.
No, no, she's...
She has 260,000 no, followers.
Fuck her. She don't know anybody. I'm control F4ing this tab.
Sniper go.
God, that's the picture she puts? God damn it. You put it on Twitter. What a friend. Hi.
Hi, I'm Jose. What's up?
My name is Blake. Wow.
You guys are a bunch of stupid heads.
Yeah, it's a bunch of stupid heads. Shut up.
Is Sarah Underwood like your...
Your main squeeze.
Is she your dirty little secret, Dwight?
What?
Is Sarah Underwood your dirty secret? Like,
she... I'm not even gonna lie, I was completely focused on her Twitter when you were talking.
Wait, close your eyes real quick.
No, 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 she's not. It's just like the group of people I follow also follow her, and then Twitter is also now like who to follow, and it's like Sarah Underwood. I'm like, oh, I wonder what Sarah's up to.
Hey, so like,
I purposely don't follow her just because it would just be a terrible mistake.
Uh-huh.
Jerk light.
No, no, Jose is just busy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I can't afford it.
Yeah. <no.
laughs> He's just like, yes.
Yeah, that's how you put a goddamn default picture. Let me tell you.
So yeah, that happened. So that's probably gonna be a few. You know what? We shouldn't even talk about her anymore. I don't want her to die. Fucking Whitey's here. He's fucking killing everybody. For those who don't know, as in, I didn't know up until this podcast freaking started. Last week we had
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago,
right?
Yeah. It was last week's, wasn't it?
No, because I wasn't on last week's.
Two weeks ago.
Because it was the 17th. So yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
2 weeks ago, we used a song from Donna Summer, and then she passed away about 3 days after the podcast came out.
And I freaked out about it. And I only knew that because I was watching Idol, you know. They always talk about who's dead. It's over. I don't know what I'm going to do now on Wednesday and Thursday.
Really? Really, Ryan? You can't...
That's my dirty little secret, guys.
You can't.
I love Idol.
I know what you can do on Thursday night, so you can have a podcast with us.
That's what I'm doing currently.
Yeah,
that is what I am presently engaged in.
You're 100% track record on
the guy I picked to win like a long time ago won. It was magical.
Congratulations!
I know, I love him.
I know, he's amazing. He sings like, well, I can't sing like him.
Well, I can't do it, but you know.
You know.
Yeah. Wait, you're going to say something important?
No.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to shush you.
I was singing.
I just wanted to talk more about the Idol guy.
It could be worse. I could like the voice or something.
No, no, no. So, this podcast has been going long enough, so we will talk to you guys, talk at you guys.
And we'll have a next conversation.
What?
What?
I'm talking about the people listening.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. Like, not
idiot. He's talking down to me like I'm a fucking idiot, but I'm not.
Oh, so I'll kill you.
Thank you again for tuning into the Team Mongoose podcast.
Bye,
we'll see
guys.
You all next week. Thanks for that.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on, walk a shadow, move in silence, guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list, we straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. And so the darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight tight, camera zoom on the impending doom, but then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness, talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer, vivid memories turn to fantasies, ain't no MIBs, can I please, do what we say, that's the way we kick it, you know what I mean, or see the noisy cricket get wicked on you, we're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe, so don't fear us, cheer us, if you ever get near us, don't jeer us. With fearless MIBs freezing up all the black. Yes, there's more. Men in black. And. Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Sorry.